Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
One day after Prince's death, the world is digesting what his career meant to art and music. Even President Obama issued a statement. He said, nobody's spirit was stronger, bolder, or more creative than Prince's. Now, many of you have been sharing your thoughts about Prince's death with us.
This is Patty White calling from Olympia, Washington. I wanted to let you know that I grew up in a very Catholic household in central Minnesota, and I vividly remember covertly listening to my Dirty Mind and Controversy cassettes over and over again. R.I.P. Prince, you will be missed.
We got this from Columbus, Ohio. Prince always acted with the utmost integrity. He was a tremendous talent and class act. I find his sudden death absolutely tragic and leaving a large hole in our culture and society. Well, the biggest loss for Prince fans, of course, is no more music. There could actually be some comfort. Hardcore Prince fans know that the artist produced a lot of unreleased music, but a lot actually doesn't come near to describing just how much unreleased Prince music there could be. BBC reporter Mabeen Azhar is a Prince fan, enough to know just how much unreleased Prince music there might be sitting, waiting at Paisley Park in Minnesota. And so he went looking for it. Mabeen traveled to Minnesota and all over the United States, talking to Prince's friends, his collaborators, to people who saw Prince create song after song after song that he never released. Mabeen Azhar, welcome to The Takeaway.
It's great to be here.
Now, your documentary is called Hunting for Prince's Vault, and that part isn't a mystery. The vault is real, right? Tell us about it.
It's a bank vault with a big wheel on the front and a combination lock. And I know this because I spoke to Susan Rogers, Prince's engineer, who set up the vault. She was the first person to say we need to collect all this material together.
Well, let's listen to Susan Rogers talking to you about the vault.
My goal was, I want us to have everything he's ever recorded. And then that's when we began planning Paisley Park, and we realized, if we're going to have a vault, let's have a vault. This is his legacy. We need to protect these things. It is a bank vault. It has the bank vault's door. When I left in 87, it was nearly full, so I can't imagine what they've done.
Susan Rogers left in 87, and there wasn't any room in the vault then.
It kept growing and growing. You know, I spoke to people from every era of Prince's career and people that he worked with even last year. And they would tell me not only is there unreleased studio recordings, there's also material from concerts, there's live recordings, there's video footage, there's fully produced promo videos for singles that were never released and the videos were never released. There's two feature films that have never been seen and they're also sitting in the vault. So the question isn't really, does the vault exist? The question is, how much material is in there? And, you know, I think one of the top lines in the documentary, and this came from a kind of semi-scientific, you could call guesstimate, that we did from speaking to all these people. We worked out through his closest collaborators that if Prince was to leave the world today, he would have enough material to release an album a year for the next 100 years. And at the time we made that statement, and at the time we made the documentary last year, we didn't think he'd be leaving us so soon.
But just the sheer volume of material that he produced, I mean, you really describe a Prince, in talking to his friends and other musicians and collaborators, of unrestrained productivity. It's amazing not only that so much of this music is unreleased, but that he produced so much in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, he's not any kind of conventional artist. So whereas most artists and musicians would take comfort in the cycle in the music industry, you know, you put out a single, then you put out an album and you follow it up by a tour and then you take 3 years off. Prince didn't work that way. He was recording all the time. Some of his band told me that, you know, even on Thanksgiving, he would be recording music and people would say, God, why are you working today? Don't you want a holiday? And he'd say, what do you mean? This isn't work. it wasn't work to him. You know, Hans Martin Böf, who was one of his latter engineers, he told me that creating music to Prince was, it was a trick, and he described it as being like breathing for Prince. A few years ago, a journalist asked Prince, "Do you think you'll retire?" And he responded, he snapped back, and he said, "I want to record a song a day for the rest of my life." That was 4 years ago. You know, so this is a man who was so driven that he would record almost every day of his life. And he was constantly making new music. You know, even people who worked with him in the days of the revolution in the 80s, they told me that they would rehearse entire albums to tour with. And then Prince would come in after 6 weeks of rehearsal and he'd say, "Oh, I've got a new idea. We're not going to put that album out, and we're not going to tour with it. So we're going to start from scratch." It was like he was possessed. You know, he was so driven to just create more and more and more music. The record industry couldn't keep up. The audience couldn't keep up. And that's why we now have this treasure trove of unreleased music, and no one really knows what will happen to it.
Let's listen to Sonny Thompson. He grew up with Prince in Minnesota and played with him when they were teenagers, very, very early in Prince's career.
He was already writing great songs very, very young. He played me this one song, and it had so many changes in it, but they were all so beautiful. I was like, "Oh my God, man. I'm like, I'm not playing you my stuff."
Mabeen, you have other subjects in your documentary who worked with Prince in a professional capacity much later in his career, professional musicians and producers who said, really, he was like a spigot that couldn't and wouldn't turn off. The music just kept coming.
Absolutely. I mean, so many of the people I spoke to, like his drummer, Michael Bland, who'd worked with him all the way up to, you know, last year, he told me stories about, you know, being at home in bed at 3 o'clock in the morning and getting a call and Prince's staff saying, "Yeah, he wants to record." And Michael would say, "What, now? 3 o'clock in the morning?" "Yeah, sure, now. Come down." And he'd go down and they'd make music. You know, this man, Prince, didn't work like a conventional human being. He was just so driven to make music. It was as if, you know, there's a really famous quote. Prince, very early on in his career, said, and it pains me to say this now, but Prince said, if he didn't make music, he would die. And I think there is some poetry in the fact that Prince wasn't found at his house. He was found in his studio. You know, so to the last day, he was making music. And I think the thing that most people will find most difficult, and I certainly as a fan, I find most difficult, is I haven't grown up in a world without Prince. His debut album came out the year before I was born. And so pretty much every year, there's been an assumption, just like we know that the seasons will change, we know that a new Prince album will come. A kind of quiet year in the world of Prince would mean perhaps he'd put out a protege album or a satellite project. A more productive year, he'd put out an album that would be multiple discs or last 3 hours, or he'd put out multiple albums. But there was always that there. We always knew there was another Prince album coming. And I think that's what is so difficult about this, that we've woken up this morning and we don't know if there's any more albums coming.
Yeah, but
he's not recording
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, but we do, don't we? I mean, that's part of the comfort. The question is, can any of this music be released? Because the friends and collaborators and producers in your piece say there might be 2,000, 3,000, 3,500 songs in that vault.
Well,
can you get to
them? This is the thing. We just don't know. We just don't know. I would absolutely, you know, take comfort in the idea that there are thousands of hours of unreleased music. We know that. I think the thing that is so difficult with this is, you know, once again, Prince is unconventional. And because he's unconventional, he wasn't signed to a major label right now. In terms of the vault, it isn't in the basement of Warner Brothers Records, who he spent years working with. It's in Paisley Park. So who owns that music? Will he have written some kind of will? Will he have entrusted bandmates? Or, you know, there was people like Larry Graham, who's the bassist in Sly and the Family Stone, who had a very close relationship with Prince. Will someone like that be entrusted to now go through this material and release some of it? Will Prince have planned what albums to put out in what years in the future? We just don't know the answer to this. And so that's very difficult. We don't know what will happen. Alan Leeds, who is Prince's former tour manager, I interviewed him, and he looked me right in the eye, and he said to me, "Mabeen, one day Prince laughed, and he said, I might just set fire to the vault. I might just burn it all down one day." This is a man who, on the 30th anniversary of Purple Rain, said he didn't realize it was the 30th anniversary because he was too busy putting out new music. He isn't nostalgic. He changes bands every few years. One word that can really sum up his attitude to the business is control. He controls every aspect of his releases, how they're released, the formats they're released in, the promotion, you know, all that stuff. Now, he is no longer with us. And so that control in some way, it could be argued, has been lost. And that scares me because maybe that music just won't come out. He said if there are leaks from the vault, then it's disrespectful because it's art that he hasn't finished. It's incomplete. And so I don't know what he would deem to be incomplete or if he would now will that music to come out. It's just impossible to say.
And what would you do if they gave you 6 hours in that vault tomorrow?
6 hours in that vault would be wonderful, but it wouldn't be enough. It wouldn't be near enough. You know, Sonny T, who we heard from earlier, he said if Prince released everything from the vault, he thinks no one would be able to sit down long enough to hear it. You know, he was basically saying that there's so much music that no one could live long enough to hear all of these thousands of hours of music. But you know, the thing is, even if we don't hear another note from Prince, he released over 30 albums. He released all these side projects. He released albums under other names. That music and his legacy, I believe, will outlive us all.
Mubin Azar is a BBC reporter, a Prince superfan. He went on the trail hunting for Prince's vault. You can hear his report on the BBC World Service.